Season 5, episode 48. Here we are in the midweek bonus episode full of poopy stupidity. It seems to be there's a theme going through this midweek bonus episode, and it's pretty crappy. You'll understand when you, well, continue to listen. Yeah. The good news about this is at least there's no smell.
All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid.
Because it's a great big stupid world, and we're feeling kind of crazy as it turns around. Great big stupid world.
I'm Insane Eric Lane. And welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Of course, if you decide to do something crazy like climb Mount Everest and have to do something stupid, I'd like to hear about that too. Yeah, and you're going to think this is kind of stupid as well. I can see the reasoning behind it, though. You know, a lot of avid hikers and climbers, they've always had this romanticized view of someday climbing to the top of Mount Everest, right? But in reality, it's really kind of tough. And really expensive. And it's just got really gross. Yeah. You ever wondered how climbers, when they're on their way to the top of Mount Everest, relieve themselves as they spend weeks climbing up that side of the mountain? Well, the answer is they just find a spot and go. Well, that's become a rather huge, stinky problem. Now authorities have announced a new rule. If you're going to climb Mount Everest, you have to clean up after yourself. That means picking up your poop and putting it in a bag. And then you have to carry it with you until you get back to base camp. Now, I know that sounds unpleasant, but there's really not an alternative. You see, the trails are full of human waste. And it's even visible on some rocks in people's photos of the scenery. So, due to the extreme temperatures, well, you know, the waste just doesn't degrade, you see. A local organization estimates that there are around 3 tons, that's right, 3 tons of human poo between the bottom of Mount Everest and the summit. It isn't just a bad look. It's actually making people sick. Because when the snow melts, then it gets in the water. And the particles also get kind of blown around in the air that you're breathing as you're climbing to the top, sometimes breathing heavily. Now, the new plan is to force climbers to buy 2 special poop bags at camp. They contain chemicals, by the way, and powders that solidify human waste, so it's mostly odorless. By the way, they're also made in the good old USA. The bags will then be checked and cleaned when you get back to your base camp. They didn't really detail how you would get the poop into the bag. So maybe they're big enough to just poop directly into. Good luck with that. And, enjoy your vacation. Well, kind of in the same vein, there's a toilet paper company that offered members of the public a chance to have old love letters from their exes turned into recycled bathroom tissue for Valentine's Day. The recycled toilet paper company called Who Gives a Crap, that launched back in 2012, announced their Flush Your Ex program that turned old love letters into privy paper. Might be worth taking a roll or two of that when you want to climb Mount Everest sometime. They say, mail us those leftover love letters taking up psychic space in your sock drawer, and we'll deliver them out to production facilities where we magically transform their BS into TP. The company is saying this on their website. Because nothing says closure like knowing that someone somewhere is putting those sweet nothings exactly where they belong. The company accepted the love letter donations that were mailed to its address in the U.S., Australia, and Great Britain, and they were being accepted right through the end of February. Well, is it a door from a plane? Who knows? Definitely not the Lima family, at least not yet, who have been scratching their heads since they found the object on the roof of their home along St. George's Road in Philadelphia's Mount Airy section. Fabian Lima, who lives at the home, tells NBC 10 his first thought was that it might be the door that could have fallen onto his home from a plane. Well, here is Lima talking about this bizarre object that fell on his roof.
If it really did fall from an airplane, I would have thought it would have gone right through. But thankfully, it doesn't appear that that was the... I mean, I didn't ever really think that's what it was, but it just looked so much like that it had to be investigated.
So the family called the FAA with their concerns, but Lima said that the investigators visited the homes just simply told them it was a metal object and they need to hold on to it until given the all clear from the agency. The FAA said later on then that the object didn't come from any known aircraft. The FAA investigated and concluded that this part did not come from an aircraft, according to an agency spokesperson who talked to NBC 10. So just what the metal object might be has not yet been determined. The Limas said the inspectors have asked them to keep the object safe until they've finished their investigation. So is this totally possible because planes these days just fall apart faster than the hard shell tacos, you know? I mean, the people of Philly are used to seeing things fall apart. I mean, after all, they watched the Eagles this year. Well, then there's this woman that was rescued in California after she fell into an old septic tank outside of her home. Seems like this podcast is starting to have a theme. The San Bernardino County Fire Department said it responded to the scene on Cherry Avenue in Fontana after learning that an adult woman had fallen about 25 feet into the septic tank, which they initially reported as a sinkhole, according to the LA Times and the CW affiliate KTLA. The SPCFD spokesperson Eric Sherwin told KTLA that a 911 caller found the victim described as a 40-year-old woman in the abandoned or previously used septic tank. The fire agency tells the LA Times the incident occurred after the woman walked over the top of the tank, which then gave way, as did the ground itself. The woman's children discovered their mom was missing and called their father. Then he rushed home from work, according to the ABC affiliate there, KABC-TV. The victim was awake and talking when crews arrived at the scene. KABC-TV and KTTV both reported the activity, and a rescuer was eventually lowered into the sinkhole or the septic tank hole and was able to retrieve the victim, according to the SBCFD. Photos and a video of the rescue operations that were shared by the SBCFD show crews sitting up and conducting the mission alongside the county's urban search and rescue team. The victim was so deep in the hole, she was not even visible from the surface, according to the fire department, that also added their threat of posts on the X platform. Now, the woman was transported to a local hospital after she was saved, according to the SBCFD. Sherwin also said the woman sustained some injuries to her legs, according to KTLA, but her condition is unknown. But I'm pretty sure it was pretty crappy. And then there's a 47-year-old Clearwater, Florida man that was arrested whenever he was caught using a company credit card to buy over $31,000 worth of scratch-off lottery tickets, according to law enforcement officials. Pinellas County Sheriff's Office records show Warren Alexander Johnson has been charged with conducting a scheme to defraud between $20,000 and $50,000. Fox 13 in Tampa reports that officials said Johnson is a truck driver for Allphase Paving. And an affidavit found the owner of the company discovered one of the company's credit cards had several $1,000 worth of fraudulent charges on it back in the fall of the previous year. So the owner of the company tells police only three people, Johnson included, had credit cards connected to the Allphase Paving bank account. And he added that the cards were intended to only be used for work-related charges. Each card had a different number, you see, so the charges could be traced back to the employee who possessed that particular card. The owner went through the credit card statements and noticed Johnson's card was used to charge $31,693 between several convenience stores, according to the sheriff. And deputies said when the owner confronted Johnson about the credit charges, he admitted he used the cards to buy lottery tickets. You know, guys like this are why I don't gamble. I bet he learned his lesson, though. Yeah, the guy was pretty upset, I'm sure, with himself. I mean, mainly because he got caught and then he wasn't able to bet on the Super Bowl. Well, the Cape Coral, Florida Police Department is asking for your help. They're looking for two suspects that robbed a Lowe's on Pine Island Road. The police department there released some photos of a man and a woman in matching pajamas, Cookie Monster pajamas, to be exact, that tried to leave the store without paying for the items. When they were stopped, the man revealed a gun in his waistband of his Cookie Monster jammies and threatened a loss prevention officer. They then left the store. An active search was underway for the suspects. Even a helicopter was spotted circling parts of Cape Coral. Now, if you have any information, if they have not been found yet, you can contact the Cape Coral Police Department and help them out. So I guess it turns out criminals are just like remote workers these days. You know, they both don't wear real pants. Yeah, Cookie Monster jammy bottoms are an interesting choice, actually, mainly because these two are pure trash, so Oscar the Grouch would make more sense, really. Well, keeping in the theme of things, with the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day now over, I bet you didn't know that there was a holiday in between the two. It was National Poop Day.
Oh, poop. Poop, 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 poop. Poop, poop, poop.
You see, National Poop Day is always celebrated the Monday after the Super Bowl, but it doesn't actually have much to do with the big game, no matter how much you overrate at your Super Bowl party. National Poop Day was actually created at the Madison Children's Museum in 2016 as a fun way to explore an aspect of human life that's important to our daily health. So here are some recent stats on pooping. 46% of Americans will only poop with other people around, if it's an emergency. 63% of Americans admit to holding off pooping around a date or a significant other. 46% of Americans avoid dairy products around their significant other just to minimize the chances of needing to poop around them. Really? And 48% of Americans avoid eating spicy food around a significant other to prevent pooping around them as well. And according to a recent poll by All American Waste Services, the states that poop the most per day are Michigan, Idaho, and New Jersey. The states that poop the least, Missouri, Montana, and Indiana, just in case you needed that information for a Trivial Pursuit game. In another poll, 44% of the people said that they fold the toilet paper into squares before they wipe. 22% just wad it up into a little ball. And 31% of people say they usually use 5 to 8 squares of toilet paper after pooping. 21% say they use a little more than that. And 9% of the people claim that they use only 1 to 4 squares. And something else that was not mentioned in that study, you might want to avoid dairy in order to keep from pooping, but I hope you stay away from coffee also, because drinking, you know, a significant amount of coffee also kind of triggers the poop reflex as well. Well, you might get too much of number two, but I'll read this story anyway. About a woman aboard a WestJet flight. She says they kicked her off of the aircraft because she was excessively using the bathroom before takeoff. She made a series of posts on X as the user @JoanneChu. She writes she was forced to leave the aircraft after making frequent trips to the bathroom due to an upset stomach. She writes, quote, just got kicked off a WestJet flight from Mexico because I had an upset stomach and was going to the washroom too much before takeoff. No promise of a hotel or rebook flight. I had meds and I was on the mend. Some customer service. Well, in the thread, she adds that she accidentally left her money behind on the plane while rushing to leave, and the airline refused to pay for her taxi to a hotel. After she burst into tears when a WestJet supervisor at the airport started giving her a hard time, she says another employee was kinder but still refused to give her a reference number for a rebooked flight the following day. Instead, she told her to come back to the airport and ask an attendant. WestJet shared in a statement that if a passenger is sick, the airline has a right to remove them in order to preserve the health and safety of fellow passengers. Yes, and in no uncertain terms or in no uncertain method. Maybe she just should have held it in, like we said before, you know, because, you know, roses are red, violets are blue. We all love to eat, but we're terrified to poo. You know, a majority of Americans worry about going to the bathroom in the presence of others, as I said earlier, and especially around a loved one. As I said, with 63% of Americans say they try to hold it in, we call that poop anxiety, hiding our most private habit. Nutrition app MyFitnessPal surveyed 4,000 people ranging between 18 and 59 years old about their bathroom habits around the boo. And 56% of Americans there said they'd only answer the call of nature around other people if it were an emergency. Otherwise, they'd just wait till later. 63% of us won't even think about skipping to the restroom if a date or significant other is in the vicinity. The leading nutrition tracking app became an accidental confessional during a recent study, which was mostly intended to quiz app users on their fiber know-how. But turns out many of us spends a lot of time worrying about where we'll go to the toilet next, and who will be around us when we get there. To ensure that a trip to the necessary room doesn't spoil our special evening, 46% of Americans said that they would avoid eating any dairy products while on a date. 48% said they'd skip the spicy foods and keep the tummies from potentially rumbling. But like I said, you might want to cut back on that coffee as well. Maybe you can just pray to God that you don't have to go. Of course, I'm in radio, and I have to hold it in more than you think because, you know, you don't want the song to end and have dead air, you know. So, yeah, well, God's getting a lot of credit here of late, whether it's in success, like winning the Super Bowl, or in maybe a failure, like this guy, this 29-year-old man in Ohio named Carnell Gittens, he was arrested for trespassing outside of a library in Sandusky, Ohio. That's the city which is the home of Cedar Point. Of course, it doesn't sound like Carnell was snooping or trying to break in or even vandalizing the place at all. He was just charging his phone at an exterior power outlet. Still, it was at 1:20 in the morning, and he wasn't supposed to be there. So when the police spotted him, he said it was cool. Because he cleared it with a higher power first. No. He told the cops he checked with Christ, who gave him permission to be there at the library after hours. According to police, Carnell goes by the nickname Cloud. So they charged Cloud with criminal trespass. Now, just to be clear, it doesn't sound like that there was a librarian named Christ. I think he was talking about Jesus Christ, by the way. Well, this guy claims that Christ gave him the permission, so now I guess he wants the cops to forgive him for his trespasses, right? For those of you that didn't get that one, it's a reference to the Lord's Prayer, okay? And when it comes to escaping the charges, this dude definitely doesn't have a prayer. Hey, baby, stupid world. Dum, 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 dum.
Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions your opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
President Biden looked lost and confused at a joint press conference with King Abdullah II of Jordan. Yeah, he heard Jordan and thought he was heading to a Chicago Bulls game. The president looked lost as he kind of wandered from side to side around the king, eyes fixated on the floor as if looking for something. But honestly, this would be a great press conference for Joe because, unlike his approval rating, he didn't crash into the ground. A recent report says that phone service providers are getting closer to phasing out landlines completely, which is truly horrific news for anyone over the age of 60. There are some positives to landlines, such as no dropped calls and no need for cell service and cheap costs, and, well, it's the only way you'll ever actually get your grandma on the phone. And a door fell off of a small plane as it flew near Buffalo on a recent flight, which is kind of odd because Bills fans in the area are just used to the wheels falling off. And an Australian member of parliament was filmed squirming on a sidewalk and swearing into a phone after apparently mixing prescription drugs with alcohol. This official was so trashed that Americans swore they were looking at the male version of Nancy Pelosi. I guess this guy doesn't follow American leaders very closely, because if he did, I guess you know he'd know that your son is the only one who should be doing the hard drugs. Yeah. And American Idol will be down one judge after Katy Perry said she's calling it quits, which is kind of scary now because that means Katy might consider making new music. And in new photos, Dakota Johnson looks naked under a spider-themed dress while Sydney Sweeney almost spills out of her low-cut dress at a red carpet premiere. These images explain why every male on the planet has opening night tickets for Madame Web. Kansas City Chiefs' overtime win against the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl was officially the most watched telecast in television history. Between this game and the moon landing, people really can't get enough of scripted television. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden does more in an hour than most people do in a day. But here's the sad part. Even if that were true, he wouldn't remember any of it. And of course, if you think about it, though, the only thing President Biden does in any given hour is nap. According to a new study, apes have a sense of humor just like humans. Evidently, a scientist came to this conclusion after studying the cast of Jersey Shore, Family Vacation. Very revealing study. Apes love hearing a good joke, but when it comes to telling one, well, their timing sucks. And a new study says the biggest mistake people make when trying to lose weight is checking the scale after making even the smallest of changes. The second biggest mistake people make when trying to lose weight, of course, is eating. Remember the good old days, though, of the pandemic when no one was trying to lose weight? Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached by the House of Representatives, and that's really something you really never see. You know, the House of Representatives actually getting something done. Of course, I got to be honest, it's kind of refreshing to see the House impeach somebody besides Donald Trump. And to keep up with the war effort in the Ukraine, European leaders have joined forces to build a new ammunition factory, and just in time, too. Turns out Ukraine goes through as much ammo as the city of Chicago. According to new U.S. intelligence, Russia wants to deploy a nuclear weapon in space to destroy Western satellites. President Biden is so upset when he heard the news, he temporarily regained consciousness. Of course, I got to say, this is kind of refreshing to hear about Russia wanting to destroy something besides Ukraine. Although I don't want to tell President Biden what to do, but this sounds like a job for the Mandalorian. And according to a new study, a cannabis extract can actually significantly reduce the growth of skin cancer cells. But This is kind of weird, though. It can also increase the use of the word dude. It's kind of a win-lose situation, actually. I mean, sure, you can reduce the growth of skin's cancer cells, but you can also gain a ton of weight after you get the munchies. And William Post, the man credited with inventing the Pop-Tart, has passed away in Michigan. After a private funeral attended by close family and friends, he'll be launched into his grave using an oversized toaster. And at the time of his death, William was 96, by the way, which coincidentally is about the average shelf life of a Pop-Tart. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia prefers Biden to Trump because he's more experienced and predictable. Of course, in response, a very confused President Biden said, "Who the tarnation is Vladimir Putin?" Well, seriously, it's just too bad Joe Biden isn't alive to hear this. And J-Lo's new musical film, This Is Me Now, A Love Story, is now available on Amazon Prime. It's only 65 minutes long, but thanks to J-Lo's singing, it seems much longer. Of course, in the film, J-Lo talks about her many past relationships. Turns out, of course, her strongest relationship over the years has been with her divorce attorneys. And Hot Ones host Sean Evans is reportedly dating porn star Melissa Stratton. Kind of nice to know that Sean's putting something in his mouth besides chicken wings. I kind of have a feeling, though, that Sean's about to experience a burning sensation that has nothing to do with hot sauce. And in soccer news, New Jersey was selected to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup Final. This is a huge deal for the Garden State. I mean, what, three guys in Newark actually pretended to care? Come on, I mean, it isn't hard enough to live in Jersey as it is. Former Representative Liz Cheney has not ruled out running for president this year, vowing she will do whatever necessary to stop former President Trump. Yes, she now has the distinction of having a worse chance to win than even Kamala Harris. And a new study finds that working from home allows people to eat more healthily, feel less stressed, and have lower blood pressure. And it increases blood flow because remote workers don't have the constriction that comes with wearing pants. Of course, working from home isn't all sunshine and rainbows, though. I mean, after all, if you're home 24/7, then you actually have to spend time with your family. Hot Ones host Sean Evans' Valentine's Day breakup with his porn star lover, Melissa Stratton, resulted in a massive increase in her popularity on Pornhub. Turns out this chick's ego isn't the only thing that's being stroked. President Biden's frequent use of the shorter ladder while boarding Air Force One has raised some eyebrows, but based on his general activity these days, it seems like he should just skip the short ladder and just use the short bus. I mean, Biden's been using the shorter stairs after various trips and falls. I mean, Joe certainly has accomplished a lot, you know, like being the first person in humanity in history to fall up the stairs. And a new study reveals that movie theater seats are harboring thousands of bacteria colonies, including mold. And even worse, movie theaters are currently playing Madam Web. Of course, this absolutely is amazing. I mean, who knew that there was something at movie theaters more harmful to your health than the butter, popcorn butter, you know? And finally, Kate Mara and Lawrence Fishburne will face alien threats in the new film called The Astronaut, although I think it should really be called The Southern Border. Mara's character, Lieutenant Sam Walker, is fearful that something from outer space has returned to Earth with her. But after being on this planet for a day or two, I'm sure anything from outer space would immediately want to leave. Kong, ki-chong, Kong, Kong, ki-chong, Kong. I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from
the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Vrbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. And don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle @InsaneEricLane.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or something.
And now this week's Genius Award.
And this week's Genius Awards is going to a 43-year-old Florida mechanic for the Polk County School Board who's facing DUI charges after deputies say he abandoned an airboat in front of a sheriff's substation. Deputies say a captain with Polk County Fire Rescue called the sheriff's office shortly before 9:20 in the evening because an airboat had fallen off of a trailer being towed by a dark Ford F-150 in front of a Polk County Sheriff's Office substation in Lake Wales. The captain said the boat was blocking Thompson Nursery Road and the driver of the Ford F-150 appeared to be drunk before he drove away. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, when the boat's owner, Jonathan Whitesides, and another man returned to the scene to retrieve the boat, Whitesides began yelling at the other man, criticizing how he was attaching the boat to the trailer. Now, a deputy at the scene told him to calm down. Well, that's when Whitesides became irate with the deputy. PCSO says Whitesides took an aggressive stance toward that deputy, charged in his direction, pushed his chest out with his fists balled up, and started yelling in the deputy's face with his fists all balled up and ignored the deputy's commands. Whiteside's eyes, by the way, were bloodshot and watery, and his speech was slurred, and, well, he had balance issues as well, according to PCSO. So after taking two breath samples, it did show Whiteside's breath alcohol content was 0.334 and 0.307. By the way, the legal threshold is 0.08. Yeah, well, this guy was an absolute moron. Needless to say, though, it's never good when your blood alcohol content is higher than your IQ. I mean, this guy's a mechanic, and based on his blood alcohol level, he definitely was enjoying some screwdrivers. And then there's this. A 64-year-old female victim was covered in grits when the officers arrived. An argument over kitchen usage turned violent on a Monday afternoon when 28-year-old Jaquila Mobley grabbed some of the grits being cooked by her mother and hit her in the face with the porridge. The victim was Ilya Johnson, talking to Florida cops, saying Mobley had been drinking and using drugs, and when she does this, she says she becomes aggressive toward her. Johnson added that she did not want to contact police since the matter was juvenile at its core. Sheriff's deputy that responded to the Ocala, Florida residents noted that he observed dried grits on the side of the victim's face, as well as matching grits on the kitchen counter and in a nearby dustpan. Mobley was arrested for battery, which is a misdemeanor, and booked into the Marion County Jail, where she's being held in lieu of a $2,500 bond. Mobley, who told police she had been sleeping on the streets, has multiple battery arrests but does not have any convictions. So let's see. She was drunk and high on drugs on a Monday afternoon. Sounds like it's actually pretty standard in the state of Florida. The woman's being tapped to star now in a Western drama movie. It's called True Grits. Or how about this? A 24-year-old Florida man is accused of spending a Tuesday afternoon in January riding his electric bike around St. Petersburg in a reckless manner. He allegedly popped wheelies, ran red lights, drove into oncoming traffic, and when police tried to pull him over multiple times, he would flee the scene. Yvonne Gomez allegedly did all this with a camera mounted onto his helmet and posted the video on YouTube. So about 2 weeks later, that video got him arrested. He was charged with fleeing or eluding police, racing on the highway, failure to have motorcycle endorsement on the driver's license, and threatening a law enforcement officer after the incident that unfolded. Police in both plain clothes and in uniform observed Gomez riding recklessly on a dirt bike-style Suron Ultra B bike through St. Petersburg. He was allegedly driving across private property, sidewalks, passing double yellow lines, and riding dangerously close in the direction of police officers. Police tried to pull him over, but he fled every time. In a couple of instances, Gomez would allegedly stop in front of a police car, forcing the officer to stop in the roadway. He would then ride circles around the police officers, yelling profanities and refusing to stop. Gomez recorded the entire incident on camera, mounted onto his helmet, and uploaded those videos to YouTube. The video was called Cops Tried to Take Down Ceron, and that ultimately allowed the police to identify Gomez and take him into custody. Gomez was arrested and booked into the Pinellas County Jail, and now he's since been released after posting bond. So he posted illegal activity on YouTube. Yes, if this guy were any dumber, well, he'd be using TikTok. Yeah, and the guy's a typical American. Yeah, he couldn't even evade police on a real bike because that'd be too much exercise. And what about this? Police in Washington, D.C. say three men are facing charges for working together to repeatedly rob a Northwest Walgreens, including the store's manager. In a press conference, Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela A. Smith was joined by agents with the FBI's Violent Crimes Task Force to announce the arrest of three men they say conspired to rob the same Walgreens store at least once a month since July of 2023. That Walgreens was hit 6 times in 6 months. Now, police say during the 7th attempted armed robbery, 24-year-old Kamanye Williams was arrested after he was shot by a special police officer hired through a private security company. And according to MPD, Williams had already disarmed one SPO and was trying to rob the business when a second SPO arrived and shot him. He was taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and subsequently was arrested. Williams faces multiple charges, including armed robbery, assault with a dangerous weapon, felony threats, kidnapping, carrying a pistol without a license, large-capacity feeding device, receiving stolen property, unregistered ammunition, and unregistered firearm. And while investigating, the detectives and agents connected the armed robberies to the store's manager, 33-year-old Michael Robinson, and his 26-year-old nephew, Gianni Robinson. And both have since been arrested and charged with conspiracy to interfere with interstate commerce by robbery. Now, this is how you know we're living in wild times. Yeah, I mean, things are so out of hand in D.C. that managers are robbing their own stores. Stores like Walgreens have those glass encounters for many items these days, you know, and that's just to keep the managers out. And you got to check this one out. A 23-year-old Oklahoma man said that he stole a tractor trailer full of high-end sports cars in Tucson, Arizona, because he was just released from prison and needed a ride home. The Cochise County Sheriff's Office said Isaiah Walker was arrested on charges of robbery, 11 counts of theft by means of transportation and felony and theft. The Sheriff's Office also said the incident started at a truck stop in Wilcox when Walker, out of Oklahoma, approached the driver of the tractor trailer. Walker spoke to the victim about his truckload, lulled him into a sense of security, then grabbed the driver and threw him from the cab, according to the Cochise County Sheriff's Office in a Facebook post. Walker drove off with the truck, which was hauling 10 Chevy Corvette C8s. The value of those sports cars is more than $1.25 million. The Cochise County Sheriff's Office deputy spotted the truck and tried to get Walker to pull over. Well, the stolen vehicle began driving recklessly, which caused other vehicles to leave the roadway, according to the sheriff's office. Walker later stopped the truck and was arrested by a deputy and a police officer from Wilcox, Arizona. Walker admitted to stealing the vehicle and advised that the Corvettes were not the reason and that he just needed a truck to get home as he had just been released from prison, according to the sheriff's office. Just needed a ride home, that's all. What better way to secure that than by stealing a tractor trailer full of high-end sports cars, right? I guess this crook has never heard of an Uber. At least now that he's a multi-offense fella, now he can get a job driving for Uber. And you'll never believe this. A woman who allegedly stole thousands of dollars worth of chewing gum in South Orange County, California, was sought by Irving police officers. The woman was captured on surveillance cameras stealing around $1,800 worth of gum from a store in Irving, according to the Irving Police Department report. She exited the store without paying and loaded up the car in the stolen gum. The woman is suspected of committing similar gum thefts across Orange County, and Irving Police released her image in hopes of somebody could burst her bubble. Typically, the stolen items will likely be sold on secondary market for cash, according to officers. Police noted that the type of theft is more unique As when it comes to retail theft, authorities generally see thieves stealing higher-priced items like razors and baby formula. Anybody that recognizes the woman that they have posted the photo of or has any additional information on the case should call or email the Irvine police. So she steals $1,800 worth of chewing gum. I guess she went from double bubble to big trouble, look, this is a serious crime scene, though, folks. I mean, the cops had to secure the area, but instead of caution tape, they used bubble tape. Yeah. Okay, one more. A 44-year-old Florida man accused of disrupting a Hooters restaurant before trying to break into a home in Lee County was arrested after the homeowner opened fire on the man. Hugh McMinnum was arrested after he tried to break into a home in Cape Coral, leaving a path of destruction in his wake. A police report said that early that evening, McMinnum allegedly refused to leave a Hooters restaurant location, causing a ruckus before allegedly targeting a local home for a break-in. McMinnum reportedly approached the residential Cape Coral home and knocked down portions of the house's six-foot fence surrounding the property and then kicked in the front door. Amid the attempted home break-in, McMinnum allegedly dropped his mother's debit card on the property's driveway. McMinnum also tried to break in through the home's windows. The homeowner, though, was armed and fired shots at the suspect. McMinnum was arrested shortly after and charged with criminal mischief, property damage, and burglary of an occupied structure. His booking records for Lee County show. McMinnum is accused of causing about $3,000 in damages to the home. Records also show he's been arrested a handful of times before, including for violating his parole and for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The guy refused to leave Hooters, huh? Of course, to be fair, after hanging with the waitresses for a couple of hours, most dudes don't want to go home. This guy might be in jail, though, for a while, but the good news is the food quality should be about the same. Yeah. So, well, why don't you do me a favor and help spread the stupidity, okay? Why don't you share or subscribe, rate, or review the podcast? I mean, this is all five-star with stupidity, so give it a five-star rating. Because when you rate or review the podcast, it helps it to show up a little more prominently, have a little buoyancy in those searches, because people are out there searching for stupidity every day. And if you're streaming the podcast, but you are in poor cell or Wi-Fi coverage, I would suggest just downloading each episode to your podcast player. And Podcast Addict is the app I recommend for optimum performance. It's free with two types of paid versions. It's the number one Android podcast app. And besides this episode, there's always the weekend episode where my insane Florida nephew, Pancho Guerrero, will be joining me with his witty commentary when he takes over the podcast episode with all the stupidity from Florida and beyond. And Pancho will also answer your questions with his sage wisdom. You can actually ask Pancho about anything, and you can test your skill against Pancho during our weekly Insane Game Show. And after both episodes are published, I then post the links that the stories were based on to Telegram Messenger. If you join the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World channel on Telegram, you can then check out all those links and you can make comments about them, share them with your friends, as well as interacting with the podcast as well. Preview the channel, get a link to download Telegram Messenger at t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. It's free. It's available in desktop or mobile versions for Windows, Linux, Android, and Apple platforms. Don't forget to follow me on social media using the handle at Insane Eric Lane on Facebook and X, and visit my website at InsaneEricLane.com. And finally, just ponder this for a minute. Younger people will never know how awesome it felt to find that hidden track at the end of a CD.
Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com, from Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy at the United Stations Radio Network, SheetHappens.com, Good Parts Media, and Mr. Laughs.
Theme music from Randy Stonehill. It's a Great Big Stupid World. Copyright 1992 Stonehillian Music. Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available anywhere you purchase music.
Thanks for making it to the end of Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World. Please be sure to seek therapy to ensure you still have your wits with you. And if this has inspired you to try your hand at making a podcast, you can do it absolutely free with Spotify for Podcasters. The editing and music library are at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.